Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom.
Hey, Mom. Don't worry about me. I'm just playing Persona 5.
She's probably so disappointed.
Yeah, she knows I just rot away my life up here. I told her that the other day.
You did?
Yeah, I was just like, yeah, don't mind me just coming down here whenever I want a snack and just rotting away in my room every day after work. See ya. Have a good night.
You went back to work?
Yeah, I worked this whole week. Worked like 7 hours every day. Dude, we were fucking slammed yesterday. Mm-hmm. It was so busy. Driving to work, since it was, I didn't know it was Veterans Day yesterday. And I was like turning on Telegraph and like going past the museum and stuff to get to work. That's like the route I take. And all along like that street, there was just a bunch of people like on the sidewalks in chairs for like some, I don't know what, it was weird.
Like a parade.
Yeah, and we just got fucking slammed. Literally, I started at 11, got off at like 5:30. It was bad. Popping the liquid death for you boys. Welcome back to the Anime Podcast, episode 27. As you guys can clearly see, two-man podcast again. But this is a little different. We've had two with Jackson. But as you can see, my man is not here. So fuck you, Jackson, for not making it.
We saw your B-reel. Persona 5, really?
Yeah, like, what the heck? Ah, like, we should call him up. Like, let's make that a bit, like, right now. Like, we're going to call him up and ask why he's not.
Yeah.
No.
After the intro, though.
Yeah, after the intro. But as you guys can see, Alex is on here. We chilling, you know. His first two-man special. He brought that up this morning. He's like, my first two-man special.
Yeah.
And I was on the highlight. Glad you're getting to experience that, because this is definitely a different, like, way of podcasting, for sure.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the ones with me and Jackson, they've gone on longer, too, because it's just us for some reason, and, yeah.
I mean, we've had conversations, like, out of Dixie Rock.
Yeah.
I feel like this won't be very different.
Yeah, that's true. But, yeah, I don't know what we'll title this one. We just kind of make up the title after the episode, but we talk
about Two-man special number three, Electric Boogaloo. I don't know.
I don't think we have a podcast named Electric Boogaloo, so maybe we could name that.
Right on, mate.
We can name it the Two-Man Electric Boogaloo.
Yeah, let's... Right, audience?
Guys, let us know down below if we should name this episode... Anime Podcast Episode 27, The Two-Man Electric Boogaloo.
Don't talk to the audience, bro.
When people watch Cody and OL do that, they mention the viewers.
Alright.
We're not gonna just neglect them.
What's up, my 5 million subscribers?
Yeah, his side channel. Why don't you, like, tell those people to subscribe to anime? Because you would just think that you're in that, you have 5 million subscribers, it would, like, translate over. But we still got, like...
It feels fake. It feels so fake.
Anime?
No, being like, what's up, guys? Like, subscribe. Like, let me know in the comments. Like, it's funny.
What's up, guys? I'm doing a massive giveaway. All you guys have to do is like, comment, and subscribe. And subscribe.
Follow my Twitter. I've got a Facebook page.
Follow me on Reddit, MySpace, and here...
Wattpad.
Here is my Miiverse account on Nintendo Wii U. Add me there. I'm going to be doing a giveaway for my Miiverse community over there on that side of the cyberscape.
Are there people like that?
I'm sure. There's people that do giveaways on, like, every platform. Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Twitch.
You going to start paying for that verification on Twitter?
No. Stupid.
Good man.
I like Twitter, but I don't like Twitter that much. Besides, I only tweet, and the only person that likes them is Jackson.
I think about tweeting, but then
I don't think about it anymore. When I first downloaded Twitter, I like made it so I didn't follow anybody. I just was like keeping up on news and stuff, and then I started following a bunch of different like meme accounts. Well, not really meme accounts, just other accounts, and then I followed you and Jackson, and then I never, like, tweeted anything. I would just, like, tweet out every few months being like, yo, this was sick, or something like that. But I think it's cooler to like make daily tweets or make a tweet of like what you're thinking right now. And then looking back on it, because scrolling through old tweets, like even from like a month ago when I was first getting like really back into tweeting, like whenever I felt like it, it's super funny. So I think it's like cool to like just tweet whatever you're feeling and then just like in a few months time go back and be like, I remember I said that. That was funny. So it's just, it's a funny kind of thing. But yeah, I post on Twitter a lot.
Yeah, make sure to follow me.
Yeah, guys, why don't we, like, actually don't follow my Twitter. Because I'm not going to be sharing that.
Wow. Say some bad things on there, don't you, boy?
Yeah, but, like, for real, though, Liquid Death, best way to consume water, for real, like, I like the taste now.
Okay, just do an unsponsored ad.
I just gotta let the people know that Liquid Death is where it's at. This is not sponsored, by the way, guys. But I just have to let y'all know, like, this shit is good. Let them on this. It's better for the planet. By the by.
Alright.
You think you don't care about the planet, man? Man, get off this two-man special. It's better be a one-man special. Oh, no.
Mummy's home.
With food. Hmm? Just kidding. If you guys are hearing that, audio listeners, garage is open.
Garage is closing.
So what's been going on in our lives this past week? You just been working, doing anything interesting?
Yeah.
That was so exaggerate of saying no.
Absolutely nothing.
Yep. I finally got to go back to work today. Or this week.
Oh, I went to the state game yesterday.
The
Desert Hills and Crimson.
You did?
Yeah.
With who?
Laney and my parents, and my sister, and my brother, and my uncle, and my aunt, and my cousin.
Damn, just bring the whole family.
Yeah.
Yeah, my parents were there, and they asked if I wanted to come, and I said no, and they're like, alright, then you're on babysitting duty. So I babysat that whole night, played Persona, watched YouTube. Started New Game Plus, guys. I beat the game. Almost got the platinum. Just need 4 more trophies.
Yeah. Crimson got, like, destroyed.
Yeah, I heard they lost. I was like, damn.
Bad, dude. They lost bad.
That sucks, because seems like they're doing pretty good this year.
What was their record?
I don't know. But I know they did good most of the time, a lot of the time. That's why they made it to the finals, you know.
Yeah, that's gotta be the case.
That's gotta be the case, after all. But yeah, I've been back to work. It's been same old busy, but Friday we got slammed. And, I'm really enjoying my hours with life right now. I think my work hours are perfect. My nighttime hours are perfect. I get, like, the right amount of hours of sleep every night. It's just found this rhythm in my life, and it's just peak. It's peak existence right now, bro. So good.
Right.
I'm just enjoying every day.
Nice. That's good.
Yeah. I don't know if that can be said for y'all or Jackson, Alex, but where I'm at right now in life, I'm good. Just chilling.
I'm good.
You doing good?
Yeah, dude.
It's good to hear.
Work. 10 days a week.
Work 10 days a week?
Yeah.
Damn, dude. You're working that, like, overtime shit.
I get paid in Costco gift cards.
Costco gift cards?
Yeah. He pays me, like, part in check and then, like, $40 in Costco gift cards.
Why? That's so random.
I don't know.
Do you ever use those?
No. I'm just gonna give them to my mom.
Every time you just get... Some of your paycheck is a Costco gift card and you don't even, like, utilize it, dude. You could buy gas from Costco with that. That's just, like, free gas money at that point. He's giving you. I would capitalize
on that. Brother, I have two of them.
Yeah, $40? Like, I don't know how much it takes to fill up your tank, but that could last a minute.
I could live off of that. I could get free. Oh, right on.
I don't know why you never thought about that.
I thought you had to be a member.
Well, I'm sure you do. Like,
Damn. There it is. Well, I never tried.
There it is. I'm not a member. Damn it. I don't want to have to go through this subscription process and signing up. And
just give them to my parents.
You're here first. Part of his paycheck is being put in Costco gift cards and he can't use it, so he's essentially losing money. Why don't you sign up? I'm sure it's free.
It's like 50 bucks a month, I thought.
There's people that pay that for Costco?
I don't know.
I don't think that's a thing, dude. Okay. I'm pretty sure it's free. You should look that up. If that's actually a thing, then what the hell are people actually doing in Costco? Costco's good, but $50 a month? I don't know about that, personally.
Let's see here. Let's.
Are you on Costco's official website?
Yeah. Let's, audio listeners, let's see how much it is for Costco.
Big
Costco brand. Gasoline.
This is what we need to know.
That is it.
That's what we need to know.
Interesting. Purchase membership. $120 a year.
For a year, that's not bad.
I'm not going to be getting paid.
That's 12 bucks a month.
I'm not going to be getting paid in Costco gift cards forever.
Well, how long do you plan on keeping that job?
Dude, I'm not even supposed to be working there right now.
What does that mean?
My boss, like, gave us to this other guy to work with him. And I thought it was going to be, like, a one-day thing, like, a one-week thing. I've just been working with them.
Like, a different group of people?
Yeah, like, a different company. He moved me and this other guy, and we're like, we haven't heard anything from our boss. We were talking about it at lunch. Like, our boss hasn't said anything. He's like, yeah, I'm going to give him a call this weekend and see what happens.
Dude, maybe that was, like, his subtle way of just, like, firing you guys. Just being like, yeah, I'm going to have you guys go do this, like, quick little side job for this other company. Never contacts you again. So, like, you still have a job, but you'll just, yeah.
That'd be weird.
He still pays you even though you're working for the other people?
No. I get paid by the other people.
Even better. But are they going to pay him Costco gift cards, though?
Yeah.
Yeah, duh. Why do you think I'm working for them? Why else? I want those Costco gift cards.
No, they're already paying me in Costco gift cards. So if I keep working for them, then I'm going to be getting paid in Costco gift cards.
Guys, I'm so confused on this construction lore.
Construction lore?
I know that's not even what you are. Brother's an electrician. You know, the construction electrician. It's all the same shit. Fuck. Oh. What is it? Yeah. Nice, dude. Nice. Very mature.
Get out.
Just get out. Jump out that window right there. This is going to be a part of the episode. People are going to hear you crashing through the audio listeners are going to hear. You hear a loud splat. Alex's guts are all over the panel.
I'll do it.
Right now.
Just make sure.
Would you? I'm trying to think of, like, stuff that's happened. Oh, yeah, the Kim Kong ride. He died.
I know, dude.
That was, oh, I wasn't expecting that.
Yeah.
Even I was like, damn, that's, yeah, like, so sudden. Dude, he wasn't that old.
66.
I wonder what he died from.
I don't know.
I didn't really read up about it. I don't know if it was illness or, like...
Do you want to find out?
Yeah, I'm sure you'll find out the answer in 2 seconds. People have been nonstop talking about it. All I see are people on TikTok talking about it. That sucks. I never really watched too much Batman
cartoons. Cancer.
Yeah.
Intestinal cancer.
Oh. There's so many different kinds of cancer, man.
I know.
That's crazy. Damn. Mad rip. I never really got much into those Batman cartoons when I was younger, but still.
He was the Arkham Batman, too.
He was a lot of Batmans. He was like the...
He was like the voice of Batman, yeah.
Like the one most people identify with Batman.
Yeah.
Besides probably Christian Bale or Robert Pattinson.
No, he's not. Don't mix it up.
Who's number one Batman for
Kevin
you?
Kevin Conroy. Really? No, no. Like, in movies or, like, just the voice?
Like, in your personal opinion, who's your favorite Batman, like, been interpreted? Like, what's your favorite interpretation of Batman?
Oh, Jesus. Across everything?
Yeah, let's get into that. Like, what's your favorite?
God, dude, you just bring this question on me. No warning.
Because I've been thinking about it, and I think I have an answer.
Let me hear it.
I think it's Robert Pattinson's the Batman, dude. That movie, I still think about it, like, on the regular. Like, there's a reason I bought it on 4K, dude. It's so good. I don't really care for DC at all. Even when I was younger, I didn't really care for Batman or Superman. I liked the Tobey Maguire Spider-Man movies and, you know, all those X-Men movies. I was more into Marvel. So when I watched the Batman in theaters, I was like, damn, Batman's sick. So I'd probably say Robert Pattinson's my favorite Batman interpretation. Mm. That might be like a bit of a newbie opinion. I don't really care. It's just what I know. So, and like, yeah, I don't really care about DC that much. So I don't really care.
Dude, maybe the Arkham version. Like,
I wouldn't know because I've never played those games, so I wouldn't know. Just those type of games I never got into. I just wasn't into them. Wasn't into Batman.
Because you see how like he stops being Batman. Like, what happens that causes him to no longer be able to be Batman?
Like, he...
Like, something happens in Arkham Knight where he can't be Batman anymore.
So, yeah, like, I don't know that. So, is he your favorite version, then?
Yeah. And Kevin Conroy voices him.
Never forgotten. I think my favorite interpretation of Batman is Lego Batman from the Lego Batman video game 2. Xbox 360.
What about the first one?
That one I didn't really like.
You liked Lego Batman 2 over Lego Batman 1?
Yeah, because 2 had a free roam and I liked flying around and doing shit in the city. It was fun. I don't doubt that's not an underrated opinion. Oh, that's a good game, bro.
I tried playing it on the Wii U, dude.
Like I said, I don't like DC, but I like that game.
I tried playing it on the Wii U and I hated it.
The Wii U? Yeah. That's a problem. It wasn't made for the Wii U. Actually, it probably was. Wii U is like almost the same power level as the Xbox 360 and PS3.
Power level?
Yeah, what else? Computing power? It almost has the same computing power.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah, you know source code, Reddit, lore, talk. Come on, you know source code talk.
Lego Batman 1 over 2 easily.
I never played Lego Batman 3, but I heard it was shit, so.
Really?
Beyond Gotham. Mm-hmm. I heard DC Supervillains. Was good, Lego DC Supervillains?
That was free on the PlayStation a couple months ago.
Yeah. Me and Jackson game shared our PlayStations. That's why I have Cold War now again.
I'm not getting Cold War.
Dude, why?
It's too much space, dude.
I'm not going to buy Modern Warfare, but I actually like Cold War, so I want to like get back into
it. I was going to buy Modern Warfare for the campaign.
Oh, my... Dude, I don't... Call of Duty's just been on a downhill spiral.
I just want to play the campaign. I don't give a damn about the multiplayer. I haven't seen anything about it. I want something to swing around.
My sword is behind the bookshelf. On the farmost side. Yes. My Keyblade is in hand.
The Master Sword is in my hand.
This is like that Deathmatch video, or Ultimate, like, you know those people on YouTube that, like, pit two video game characters up against each other?
Mm-hmm.
The one, Link versus Sora? Sora wins. Fire! Reflect!
No.
Reflect.
I sliced your belly and you fired me in the side. Who would win that one?
Me.
Your guts would fucking fall out.
You would be incinerated and charred. Guys, who would win? Sora strong. Or Link?
Fire put in the comments down below. Strong. Well, this is the Master Sword. And...
We can find out this debate and Smash Bros. After this podcast.
Okay.
Who's better, Link or Sora? I'll show you.
I'll be Sora.
Yeah, because I know your deep love for the Kingdom Hearts series. Why don't we talk about that?
Okay, Kingdom Hearts 2 is the best one.
Oh, he has based opinion? I agree with him. That is the best one.
Based, brother.
He is based Kingdom.
You just sliced your hand off.
I just, like, broke your sword. I just grabbed it and shattered it.
No, you're not.
I'm a Beerus.
No, what's her name from Ragnarok? Helena?
Helena? That's like, that sounds like oddly familiar to Ellen DeGeneres. Helena DeGeneres?
You missed the sword.
Who is Helen DeGeneres? Stop. We must. Oh! I just snapped it in half. What are you going to do now?
Okay, so snapped in half, right? And I just snapped half.
The unsnapped half, I just, like, forced it into you.
No.
What? Oh, this Brad doesn't even know what he's talking about.
Why don't you ever buy a Buster Sword?
Because, dude, if I got, like, an actual, like, life-size replica of that, it would be so heavy. And I
just
wouldn't
get,
be able...
Just get, like, a foam one or something.
Yeah, I thought about getting a phone one, but they're still expensive. They're like $100.
I know you're not broke.
Yeah, but I have no... I don't really, like, want one right now. Why are you disappointed? You don't even like Final Fantasy.
It's like a Dragon Slayer. From Berserker.
Don't decapitate me.
Why?
Because you're supposed to be my co-host. You're not supposed to be my enemy! Oh. What was that?
I don't know. Stop it!
God, for audio listeners, I am...
He's been gay.
Electrically tickling him.
That's gay.
That's good. You
fag?
You can't say that.
What?
The F. A-G. Word. It's not allowed in this year. You know my history. You know the internet history. Why would you say that? You're
the
canceled.
Internet history, exactly. That's a fine word.
That's a fine word that people have come up with. I like that word. It's a fine one.
This is going to be taken out of context.
All because you are here and you're just not censoring yourself for the podcast. You're just ruining everything. This is not going to be the two-man electric boogaloo. This is going to be the two-man shit show.
Okay.
Should we call it that? The two-man shit show. Actually, you probably have a swear in a title. Can you?
I don't know. Probably not.
Damn it. I'm not going to be able to live with myself. However, I must kill you first.
So I just sliced my arm off.
What kind of reflexes is that? Oh, my arm! Not so fast, buckaroo.
I'm gonna block the the sword with your own arm.
Don't you dare!
I totally cut your leg. Yeah. Now your blood is gushing.
Like Musashi.
And you're like, oh, oh. His arm is off. I'm gonna snap out! Oh. Oh. That was a good little role play we had.
That was gay.
Bant was gay.
Just gotta say. Anyway, Kingdom Hearts 2, best one, guys.
Oh, for my brother's on there. Get him off the best one.
That's right. That's what I gotta say.
Yeah, so Moist Critical likes Sonic Frontiers. I'm going to buy it next paycheck. Based game.
Based.
Dude, people like it. It's actually good.
That's a surprise.
I know. I was fully expecting it to be shitty. Like, yeah. I was just accepting that, damn, this Sonic game is gonna be shitty.
Mm-hmm.
But dude, I've seen gameplay. It looks so fun. Like, you can level up your speed, level up your stats. Like, it's open world. You can collect things. Like, it's sick. Like, it's open world, and then there's, like, classic, like, modern boost Sonic levels where you're just, like, going through all of Sonic's different, like, history. So it's, like, kind of like Sonic Generations for those levels, but then for the other half, it's, like, a completely new different game. It's sick. Mm. I'm gonna buy it. I'm so hyped.
It's on PS4?
PS4, PS5, everything, Switch. I don't know how to Switch handle that.
I'm gonna watch gameplay after this.
We should watch the Moist Critical video.
All right.
It's good. It's a good one.
How much longer on this?
I don't know. Pokemon Scarlet and Violet come out next Friday, and I have a few coworkers that we're 27 minutes in. Don't. Guys, you knew what you were gonna get when he was on here, so you can't even complain about it anymore at this point.
I'm sorry, guys.
He's not sorry. He's just saying that for the sympathy.
I'm doing the shave, no shave November. See how far I look.
I would do that, but I can't do that for my work.
Yeah. I work in construction, so.
Yeah, they don't care over there.
No.
You see all those construction people with the beards.
Oh, good luck.
Lord knows. Lord knows those construction people. They got them.
They do.
But yeah. I did have a pretty gnarly mustache that was, like, grown out for, like, 2.5 months when I came back. Remember that? That was pretty good. But I was like, I'm going back to In-N-Out. It's got to go. And I think it looked better with a clean shaven face anyways. The hair doesn't really work for me, I feel like. So, it works out either way.
After I do the No Shave November, you know Jay Schlatt?
On YouTube?
Yeah.
I've heard of him, but I haven't seen any videos.
Do you know what he looks like?
No. Let's find out who this right, Jay Schlatt fella is on the YouTubes. Yeah, I think I've seen it. Yeah, I've seen him.
I'm going to do his munchops.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you ever going to cut your top hair, dude?
Probably not.
You're never gonna go back to short hair, dude. If you like, it would be so funny if you just like got a short haircut. Like, I think you could pull it off.
Yeah, probably.
With like a beard, you definitely do it.
I probably will cut it one day.
One day. Yeah, my hair is just gonna stay. When it gets a little bit longer, I need to cut it again. But my hair doesn't really change these days. It's just messy, and I don't care. Because it looks fine, so.
Audio listeners. I just grabbed my mouth in shock.
Yes. Oh. We We gotta follow up on that bit. Let's call Jackson.
Oh, yeah.
We gotta ask what this dude's doing. Catching him exposed on the podcast, guys. This is exclusive.
But right, right?
What other Jackson do we talk to?
Hello? Hey, what's up, man?
No, we don't know.
Oh, me either.
How's Persona going?
Yeah, just grinding mementos.
So, you had time for Persona, but you couldn't play with us? I mean, do the podcast? Do the podcast?
My mom wants me to stay home.
Oh.
Bro, you're an adult. I thought you could make your own decisions.
I can, but I respect my mom's request.
I didn't know we were going to put him on blast. I thought we were just going to call him and fuck with him.
I wanted to ask why he couldn't come.
How did it go?
Huh?
We're mid-podcast.
Oh, hey, podcasters, what's up?
They said hi.
Yeah, we're...
podcasters, I just got my Joker level 80. We just started the 7th Palace of Persona. We're going pretty crazy.
He's almost out of the game, guys. Actually, that's a lie. How many hours do you have?
Last time I checked, like 84.
You...
I'm just grinding mementos while I watch the new Scott the Waz video, guys.
You got like 30 to 40 more hours before the game's over.
Let's go.
I know this because I just...
Audio listeners, he's blue. He just blew. He blew. Like dick.
No.
Anyways.
Yeah, we just wanted to do a little bit where we called you and asked what you were doing. So, that's it.
Well, you sure had me.
Good to know. We hung up on him, guys. Fuck Jackson. I wish to follow my mother's request.
I respect it. Give me the keyblade.
I just think it's kind of funny that as soon as they come back, he's like, his mom tells him what to do.
How does he hold it? Does he hold it like this? Or like this?
He holds it like this. We're talking about Sora here. Yeah. I don't know if you guys are going to be able to see this. But he holds it like this. This is how he stands. So it's like... You're like facing this way. And this is how like the battle animation starts.
Okay, dude. Okay, I don't care.
You were asking how he hold it.
I'm Sora. I'm Sora. I'm a little twink.
He is.
This man will never appreciate JRPG, so his insults mean nothing to me. Because I know
damn. It's not an insult.
Because I know damn well.
Who said that was an insult?
Whoop your ass, boy.
Who said that was an insult?
I know you don't like those games.
I said he was a twink. That has nothing to do with the games.
He is not a twink, Sora won't beat your ass!
I'm sure he could. That doesn't stop him from being a twink.
How's he a twink?
He's a little femboy, dude.
You don't know nothing. You're just a hater. He is not a femboy.
I'm not saying it's bad. It's not a bad thing he's a femboy.
He's not.
Why are you hating on the femboys? Why are you saying... Guys, he's gay.
Alex is stupid, confirmed, doesn't know gaming lore.
You just don't understand that everything is one, my friend.
Alex's rank has decreased from Grimblow to re-stupid.
You don't know that.
You don't know that. You don't. So are you denying these allegations? Or is it true? Noah? Why are you bringing his name into this? I'm interrogating you, not him.
I didn't say that.
I'm gonna start crying. What level are you? I heard you got demoted.
From who?
The higher ups.
No. What higher ups? What are you talking about, dude?
The Scrimblow gods.
Audience, I think he's lost his mind.
Do you not recall bringing up how you have transformed into Scrimblow level last podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah. I heard you've been demoted.
No.
Yes. Because I am a god, and you are demoted.
I don't believe. Sorry, so.
He just straight up doesn't believe.
Yeah, so. Still a Scrimblow, it looks like.
That's alright. I believe that I am the creator of the universe, and I am the messiah of everything, and everyone should love me and give me things. That's what I believe. So it must happen now. Everyone view me as their one lord.
What about me?
You could be like Moses. You could like split the sea. Or whatever he does.
Yes!
Yes, it's my favorite! It's my favorite in the manga!
Yeah! I saw a Bible manga at Barnes & Noble last week.
Like, actual?
Yeah, it was like called The Adventure Bible. It was in religion.
The Adventure Bible? Bro, who's be making a Bible? Because that, if that gets an anime, best manga.
The Bible is a really good story.
Yes, I love the part when the pilgrims come in, too. I mean...
Oh my god, Caden, that is highly offensive to the Christian religion.
Audio listener. I said pilgrims, I meant the...
Caden, you said it again!
Shut up, I'm trying to... What are the...
I'm so sorry, guys.
What about the... You know, the people that, like... they wear the old dresses and they have the plagues. That's what I meant to say. Yeah, I can't wait for the plague arc.
On what?
The Bible.
Is there a plague arc on the Bible? I've never read the Bible.
But you say it's such a good story. Yeah, dude, the Bible's like such a good story. I've never read it, though. But, like, I've heard it's good.
Yeah, like, I know little stories from the Bible, and they're cool.
Yeah, dude, Jesus is a masterful writer, like, I mean, God, he's a masterful writer. No, but the plagues, like, after Jesus, and we had Joseph Smith, and yada yada.
That's Mormons.
That's part of the church, the Church of Latter-day Saints. You know, you go from Jesus, goes down, at least in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, what I remember being taught from... seminary is Jesus gets crucified and then he comes back and then somewhere down on the road many years later you know, you have Joseph Smith and all these people who like come to Utah and they have multiple wives and that still exists today, and it's weird.
That's not part of the Bible.
Yeah, well, probably
part of the Book of Mormon.
Yeah, Book of Mormon, but they're connected stories, like lapping to each other.
Okay.
It's all part of one narrative. But yes, technically, a part of the Bible.
Okay, dude. Believe whatever you want. Believe whatever you want.
I'm gonna be real with y'all. I believe in nothing.
Oh, Mom don't watch this.
Mom don't what?
My hand's cold, bitch.
Why do you have to wipe your hands on me? Bro, that's so slow. He just slapped his own arm. You're so stupid. Zah! I'm gonna shoulder bash into you. Well, stop, I'm trying to drink liquid death.
My hand's cold, bitch.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Pause. Pause.
Time out, time out. Mmm, that is so dry.
I remember when me and Lex were growing up and we'd be playing with our, like, toys. We would, like, say pause and we'd have to stop what we were doing. Because we feel like we needed to, like, do something.
I remember doing that with Connor when we'd, like, play fight or, like, we'd play...
Yeah.
Swords or Star Wars, whatever. We'd be, like, going at it and then we'd be like, pause, pause, I need a break, I need a breathe.
Mm-hmm.
I remember doing that. Because sometimes you just go too hard. You're like, you get so into it. We should play after this podcast. We should play role play.
You fuck. One time I was sleeping on the couch and Lexi, when she was a baby, came up and bit me hard, dude, and left the mark.
But you were.
Right here on the side.
You're just laying down.
Yes. She used to do that. When she was a baby.
What the? That's weird.
I remember just sitting there and then feeling something and then it just started getting super tight, dude. It was, dude, she bit me.
The baby's a cannibal. She's eating me. Ah.
Oh, it hurt so bad. I was crying. Oh, it hurt. I was super young. Super young. But that shit hurt.
Yeah, I bet, dude. It's fucked up.
I still suffer. There's a mark.
I still have PTSD.
There's a mark still.
There's a mark still.
Okay, dude. Okay. Okay, no more dead air. You keep doing that. Say something.
Dead air. Guys, I'm just kidding. We're here. We're active. We're in the podcast. We're doing the thing. We're doing the team. We're doing the thing. Yeah, you know.
I'm the guy that makes the thing.
You made the thing?
I'm the guy that makes the
thing. Did you bring your things?
My things?
Your things with you. What's that? In your backpack. Did you bring your things with you?
From a gym?
That you're not going to.
For the... What?
When you're really going to go to the gym, I'm going to be like...
Yes.
Cringe.
What, do you want me to come? I can come. I was gonna come back.
All sweaty, like.
Okay, fine. We'll come back then.
Kidding. I don't want to be alone. I'm so bored at my house. I'm so bored of Persona. Just kidding, I'm not.
I know, that's a lie. That's why I was gonna go. Cause I was thinking, like, he's just gonna play Persona the whole time. He'll be fine.
Yeah, but still, it's fun to hang out with friends, so...
Yeah, I can come back and do something afterwards. Do you want me to go home and take a shower?
And then come back?
Yeah, or do you just want me to come back? I probably won't sweat. It's forearms and shoulders today.
If you're, like, massively sweaty, then I'd say go home and shower, but if you're not, you can just come back. And then we can go to our spot. You want? I got this jacket on. I just bought it, or my parents bought it for me, so I'm ready.
Okay. Sure thing.
You can get Popeyes, maybe? Ooh. I haven't had it in a minute. I actually, like, haven't had Popeyes in a few weeks.
Me too.
What time is it?
3:41.
Oh, we got a lot of time. Hey, yeah, brother.
How much time we got left on this thing?
I don't know, but I'm not gonna check right now. Because I know it's not gonna beat the mark, so we'll just keep talking.
Alright.
It's cold in here, dude. I told you to go get your jacket.
And then you started it.
We can go get it now.
Blocked it. You see that?
Blood nothing.
Oh, you a knife?
Sh-ting, sh-ting.
Oh, I made a metal.
Shink.
I made a metal.
Shink.
Oh, dude, you made me bleed, actually.
Guys, we're gonna play roleplay street fight right now. Dude, I
don't want to do this on the video.
Fine. Guys, a great thing to do to pass your time. Look up hood fights on Twitter. Great time of people just getting their skull bashed in.
I want to look that up now, but I can't because we're on the podcast. Thanks.
Well, after the podcast, we can look up. I'd like.
I've been on there in a minute. Last time I was on there was with you.
We could go back. We might see some things.
Ooh, that's gross. Let's do it.
We're just gonna be like, oh, Lord, oh!
Oh, my God. I'm gonna throw up my hoe. My stomach is gonna just go, Lord, have mercy.
Better not throw up on my bed, because I low nose. Yeah, that's not gonna be good.
Sus!
That will be sus if you do that. I'll be like, I won't even react. I'll just be like, sus!
If I do throw up on your bed, first thing I'm doing is getting that to soak it up.
Why my, like, personal blanket of all things?
To help soak it up so it doesn't leak onto your bed.
Just don't throw up.
No promises.
Then we're not going to look at that.
Then I will. By myself. Yeah. And I'm just going to sit there and then
At your house. And then you'll throw up in your bed.
If I go to my house.
And you can sleep in your own throw up.
You can.
I can sleep in your throw. Thanks, dude. I always wanted to.
Like, it'll be nice and warm.
Because I'll be rolling in it, keeping it warm.
No, because it just came out of me. Right? And like has a high temperature because it's internal.
Yep.
That's science, dude.
That's science. Oh. It's hot, nice and hot because it's coming inside of me.
Oh my God.
That's what you just said. I said
coming out of me. Not coming inside me.
Oh! Bro, who said that?
You said that! I was just repeating what you said.
Yeah, I did say that. Itch counter was scratch. I'm not gonna say that. Scratching my balls. Because I had to. Guys, it's getting cold season. Look at this jacket I'm wearing.
I brought my leather jacket because I
rode on my bike. This is my most warmest jacket I have now. It is comfy. It's getting colder and colder. I like
cold weather. I can't control this. I'm scared, Kaden.
That was a quirky little bit right there.
Was it? Was it or was it so weird?
Was it? I was trying. Guys, ready for this quirky little bit? Help! I don't know what is happening to me, but I'm getting scared.
No, you have
Can
to sell it.
Can someone help me?
You have to sell it. You have to sell it.
Alex Kuhn?
Oh, dude.
Alex Kuhn! Okay, just get it. I am so stuck. That's I do not know how I got here. Alex Kuhn, help me.
You're so weird.
Fine, I'll be for real. Oh, that hurt, blowing that up that long.
Are you serious?
I was getting scared.
Kaden, help me.
That was so stupid.
Dude.
Why did
Let's
we
do it
that?
Again.
Let's reset the podcast.
Okay. This has been terrible.
This has been a funny episode, I think. We're gonna look back on it, have a beer, laugh.
What?
What? Have kids?
What?
What?
Dude.
Dude, what are you on?
Liquid death.
Speaking of, I must get more.
For anybody watching this that thinks liquid death is beer, it's not. It's water.
Yes. Guys, do not make the false assumption here. This is water in a can. It's better for the environment. They recycle it. Actually, so good. I would convert you all to this. Not sponsored, by the way, but I gladly look forward to the day when we get sponsored.
Mm-hmm.
So that's not gonna happen. Anime is just a time capsule.
Yeah. Bitch.
But I suppose that's why we're doing it.
Yeah, of course. Can I have the Keyblade? Or can I have the Master Sword?
I will hold on to the Master Sword.
I'll hold on to the Keyblade.
Here you go, Sora.
Keyblade. Thanks! That's how he talks, right?
Thanks! Thanks for the Keyblade!
Thanks!
Yeah!
Yeah. That's how he talks, right?
Isn't this how Lean talks?
Yeah! Yeah! Yes! Yes!
Yeah! 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 Yeah!
No.
Ah.
No. Who was that?
Ganondorf.
Well, this is how Sora...
This is how Sora goes to Chinatown.
How downtown on Chinatown?
This is how Link takes it to Little Italy.
I want to be ninja.
I want to be ninja.
Blevins. Ninja Blevins. Tyler Blevins. Ninja. For audio listeners, we just had a battle to the death.
We just killed each other in a sword fight.
We just sword fought.
Oh, dude.
Yeah, it even... yeah.
How'd that happen?
I did that.
And why?
That was many years ago. This is Connor's Keyblade. But for some reason, the tips of the Keyblade were really flimsy. And so I just, like, decided to rip them off. But now I, like, play with that. So it kind of sucks. But I view it as, like, a battle-damaged Keyblade. So it's kind of cool.
Cool.
Ah!
That was too hard.
I felt that clink, that whoop, my jaw. That woke me up.
Here.
I live in the simulation now. Time to lock my key. Or lock my heart.
Oh. Hang on. Do that again. I'm like winding you up. I do like him. Yeah.
It's small world after all.
Nice. Funny bit that took so long.
What are you doing, dude? You're just flinch. Punching the air.
What made you flinch?
Flint? Yeah. Is that what you said? It was flint.
No.
Am I making you flint?
Am I making you flint?
Flint Gilligan? Vince?
Vince Gilligan? What's his next show?
What's his next show?
Let's talk about that.
I don't know. I just know it's starring Rhea Seehorn Kim.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He described it as like a sci-fi dystopian type of thing.
I hope it's going to be good, dude.
It's not sitting Breaking Bad or anything, so it's its own thing. I'm curious. I know it's going to be good.
Dude. Yeah, I know. After Better Call Saul and Breaking Bad, dude, it's going to be so good.
I know. I'm looking forward to it. And it's starring Kim, dude. Oh, my lord. It's just like, I need more Kim, so this is perfect. I'm glad they decided not to do another spinoff of Breaking Bad. Mm-hmm. I'm glad. Better Call Saul was like literally like the perfect thing. Like it needed to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know they weren't even really going to do a spinoff for Saul when they decided to do one.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I remember Bob Odenkirk talking about in interviews how he was like surprised it got greenlit.
Mm-hmm.
And then it happened, and dude, it started in 2015.
Yeah, that I remember seeing videos about it, like, in 2017, 2018.
That's crazy, dude. Literally, pretty much all through middle school and high school, it was, like, running. And not even till like, the end of my senior year did I watch it.
I know.
Yeah, dude, after I graduated is when, like, the ending of Better Call Saul was coming out. That was a weird time. I remember catching up on that. Or binging Breaking Bad. I Better Call Saul in like a week. Mm-hmm. And then watching season 6. Life hasn't been the same since it ended.
It was for real, dude. For real.
It was so good. I've thought about rewatching it because I just love it so much. And I want to buy it on DVD at some point. It's getting hot in here.
I'm freezing, dude.
I'm ready to head back.
Check the time while you're up.
I checked not that long ago. We were like at 48 minutes.
Oh, I have to piss, dude. Where are you going?
Hold on.
Audio listeners, Caden just took off. I hear the sink turning on. It just turned off. My dear listeners, this is unprecedented. I am so sorry.
Dude, I have a lazy eye, look. This eye.
Oh yeah, Caden has a lazy eye. No, you're doing that on purpose.
No, I'm not. I swear I'm not. I went in there.
No, like if you just stare at something too long, your eye does that.
It's this right one. It doesn't normally do that.
Where is it looking?
It's just, it's like my eyelid is slanted. Maybe I'm just tripping, but it was definitely there in the bathroom. I had a hawk loogie. Oh. So when my mucus came up. So
gross. Like,
I got a
Okay. I have to pee.
You can go pee and I'll talk.
I don't want to pee in your bathroom.
It's clean. It's like deep cleaned.
Okay.
Connor cleans it occasionally. So, guys, this is the one-man podcast.
There's piss in here.
Huh?
There's piss in here.
It's mine. Sorry about that, guys. I left my urine in the toilet.
You're fucking foul, dude.
God, there's no pee?
No!
You couldn't just flush the toilet and go? This man's lost. He's gonna just have to piss his pants, I guess.
You're so fucked up.
Sorry, guys. I'm going to sincerely repent for my sins that I've committed and really change my ways.
Shut the hell up. Don't even lie.
I was feeding a lie. I know it's true. And I don't care. November time. What a wonderful time. This is the first time we've ever filmed podcasts in wintery kind of time.
Really?
We've never filmed a podcast in like this time of the year. October, November, December.
Not even
January. We've always started in February, even with you.
That's weird.
Yep. These next upcoming episodes are going to be very interesting.
I don't think so. I mean, it's just cold now.
Yeah, it brings us different topics to talk about. The cold weather.
Yeah, I guess so.
Just being like, daylight savings is crazy. I get off of work now, and it's just like...
Yesterday, I worked in Cedar. And there were frozen puddles on the ground, and you could walk across them, and you'd, like, hear them go crack under you and stuff. It was so cool.
Why were you working up in Cedar?
I don't know, that's just where the job was.
Did you have to drive up there personally?
I got paid for drive time, though.
That's good. Mm. So what time did you wake up and have to be there?
I woke up at 5:30, because I had to be there at 7.
Took you, like, 45 minutes to get there?
Mm-hmm.
What's the way you take to get there?
Just the highway.
Just from your, like, from the house to, like, come to Warner Valley, you just keep going straight?
Oh, no. I get on going towards River Road and then get off right there. Mm. Where, like, that paparazzi is in the big shots.
Oh, yeah. You like, turn left, go there, and then...
Yeah, because that highway takes you all the way to there.
That makes sense. I'll see you.
And then just get on the
I-15
go all the way up.
Damn, brother had to be traveling for work.
Said with my bike key, bitch.
Just got me.
Ah! Like this.
Ah! Ah!
Oh, that would hurt.
Just get punctured in the face with that. Oh.
Oh. Ooh, that would hurt so bad, dude.
Oh. It would definitely go through your skin.
Yeah. Yeah, it would.
Oh. Imagine it like hitting your teeth too.
Go through your lip and fucking
yeah,
your
just
gums
goes, like,
up. Hit you in the gums.
Ooh.
Ugh. What if it goes under the tooth and into the gum? And dude, that's gotta be illegal, having keys.
Yeah, having keys in your pocket is a dangerous weapon. I don't know why people have not thought about this sooner. Like,
dude,
it's a serious issue.
We need to eliminate keys. Keys kill people.
We're going to make a society where no guns are allowed in America.
Guns? I said keys.
I meant to say weapons of any fraction.
I'm talking about keys. I'm talking about keys. Line. Come on, he's obviously forgot it.
Line producer, we need to like do this again.
Yeah.
His line. Sorry guys, I forgot it. You know, I was in the back room, just like doing my thing. I don't have time for these scripts. Like,
so. Oh, sorry. I've read all of my script. You know all of my lines. So
yeah,
if he's gonna be unprofessional, I don't want to work with him.
Yeah, I gotta be for real with you guys. Like, I hate working on this project. Like, this movie's gonna fail. Like, why are we here? This podcast, this whole network's gonna fail. Like, this is, like, it may look like a room, but there is a whole production staff behind us that we just never mention about.
Producer, you know what to do. Now edit somebody yelling, like, get the fuck out of there!
Way to ruin the bit. We don't edit.
They're gonna hear me say that.
Yes! Well, it's all raw footage. Everyone knows that. From day one. It's like you forget
You're
how...
such a...
It's like how you forget how the thing...
That's what I would do to you. What happened?
Gotcha.
What's that?
I regenerated.
How?
Because I can just can't. I have that gift.
Oh, fire punch?
No! I'm not talking about fire punch. You know, I said, seen it!
Seen it?
Read it, seen it. Who the hell cares? It's never getting an anime because it sucks.
Fucker. You know what? You're weak.
We'll sing as Chainsaw Man got one first, I don't know.
It will. After MAPPA's done, they'll go right on to Fire Punch.
Yeah, after they're done animating everything ever.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to get an anime.
Vinland Saga, JJK, AOT, Chainsaw Man, Hell's Paradise.
Bakana!
What was that?
That means impossible in Japanese. You fucking watch manga, you play the games, like...
You play the games... What's that supposed to be? You know, you experience the things, you do the games and the movies and you do all that stuff.
Yeah.
What games?
Like Japanese games, I don't know, like Persona, first of all. Or do you play it in English?
I play in English.
Oh my god.
I don't even have this. I don't even have this debate with you right now, man.
Oh my god.
It's just better. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Persona 5 better in English. Shit. All Persona games better in English. Shit. So, yeah. Fuck all y'all and your opinions otherwise. Because I don't give a damn.
It's pretty gross. I gotta say.
It's not like he's even a fan anyway, so it means nothing.
It's just like anime. You always watch sub. You always watch sub.
I never watched... I hardly watch sub these days.
I always watch sub.
I watch, like, Bleach.
I still haven't seen Chainsaw Man.
Bleach, Chainsaw Man, and Blue Lock that are airing right now, I'm all watching in sub. The only one that I'm watching weekly that's dub is Mob Psycho. Because I like that dub. But, yeah. So I watch things in sub. It's just, it's easier for me to connect with English. I've stated this so many times.
Surely's been an hour already.
It's not like you got anything better to do.
Yeah. Bro.
That means I have to drive.
I have my bike.
You're going to drive us there?
Yeah. No.
If I'm getting Popeyes.
You can drive.
You're going to drive us to Popeyes. You don't want the biscuits and the gravy here. You're going to drive us there.
Yeah. Yeah.
It does.
So, bye.
What was that?
So, bye.
Oh, it is. So we just goodbye.
Yeah, I just laughed.
So, goodbye.
Yeah. You just did what I did.
So, ow! Mommy! How did you used to cry as a child when you got hit super hard?
Who? What?
I said, how did you used to react when you got hit super hard as a child? And you said, who? As if I said someone you haven't heard in a long time. Who? Who did you say? That's what you did.
Yeah, that's how I was laughing.
I can't laugh directing myself. I have to...
What?
How did you used to react when you got beat as a kid?
I don't remember, dude. Cry?
Yeah.
I'd be so scared.
Would you be like... It's like a calling. Oh, that's how my fellow brothers are around. I can hear them.
Such a stupid episode.
You need to shut the hell up and appreciate what you have.
Okay.
Well, this is gonna be your last.
Excuse me, dude?
That's what I thought. Splinter! Got punched! I need to take the time! I'm so sick!
I have to pee so bad, but there's pee in the toilet. Because of Caden.
Okay. It's an hour and 8. We can end it.
Alright. I'm not sure then.
You gotta sit back down and make the outro.
Okay, guys. Bye. Bye.
Yeah, bye.
We should make the outro by just making out with each other.
I looked at it.
Oh my god. He
went just with kidding. It. That's gay.
He went with it, dude.
Sus.
Oh my god.
Well.
He went further with the bit than I ever could.
Oh, Lord. This was episode 27. This
quite possibly the worst episode.
Oh, no. This episode I thought was pretty good. There was good moments. I will show you like some of the worst ones.
Okay.
This is not the worst one.
Oh, yeah, you have deleted ones, don't you?
I don't have deleted ones, but the ones we have with Quentin, they're pretty bad.
Oh.
So we'll see.
Okay, well, something.
Well, he'll see. But tune into episode 28. Hopefully Jackson's... doesn't cancel on us literally last minute next week. So, if not, I guess another 2-minute special will have to be made.
Hopefully we'll see you on Saturday, bud.
Yes. Well, me and Alex are possibly going to get a Popeyes now.
Yes, dude! I forgot!
We literally just talked about that less than 5 minutes ago.
I thought your mom brought food, you said.
I was kidding. That was a bit. Anyways, if you guys like this, make sure to like it. And we'll see you next time.
See you guys.
See you guys.
Gay anal orgy I went to last night.